For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, an incomplete pass by Mountain Home after a nice first down run by Lathan Aldridge, a six-yard pickup. So the Bombers looking at a second and 10 coming up here. 11 minutes left in the contest, 35 to nothing.
Let that pass sail just a little bit high on him and just couldn't make the catch.
Alonzo went up for it, couldn't quite haul it in. So second and 10 here for Mountain Home. And the give is to Junior Williams, moving the pile. He's got a first down run just inside the 41-yard line. Bombers move the chains once again, their third first down of this drive.
It took about four hurricanes there to take him down. I mean, Junior's a load. He moves his feet so well when he gets a little bit of space to run, and just continue to be impressed by how well he's running tonight.
First down, Bombers at the Jonesboro 41-yard line. And Junior Williams gets it again. Junior, he's into the secondary. He's going to be upended at the 28-yard line. He tried to jump, and the defender stayed with him and pulled him down. They're going to mark him at the 27, a pickup of 14 on first down.
Junior hit old Trey Love right there with a knee in the face. I think he got about all he wanted on that tackle.
Looks like Jonesboro, they got a few starters in there. They've subbed out some. Pointer's still out there, though. Here's a misdirection play. Aldridge gets the carry, and he's going to fight his way near the 20-yard line. He's going to pick up about 6.5.
Now, if they want to put one in the end zone right here, the offensive line really has to stop that defensive penetration. I mean, the quarterback's getting hit right there as he's trying to hand the ball off. I mean, that's just, you know, a fraction away from being a sack right there. And they really need to stop that penetration. Surely Pointer's wearing down by now.
Pope into the ball game. He's the tight end on the left side. Double tight formation here out of the tee. And the pitch to the near side is Bashir's. And Seth is going to be knocked out of bounds at about the 17-yard line. He'll pick up 4.
You know, I was in a situation earlier where we made that pitch just a little bit too late, and almost happened again there, just a little late on his pitch. If they could really time that up, he's got space out there to run.
8:32 left in the contest. Jonesboro up 35-0. Bombers from the 17, working from the near hash. Tabor wants to pass, looking towards the end zone, incomplete, looking at Alonzo's way, and well, if he was able to haul that one in, he was going to have 6 and couldn't do it.
It was close. It was close.
Mountain Home, I don't know how many times in a row now they've passed on first down, other than the run by Junior on the last first down play, but they've been trying to put in the air on first down and then running after that. So now we're looking at 2nd and 10. There's that misdirection play coming back to the near side. And inside the 15, down to about the 13-yard line. It was the Shears, I believe, on the carry once again for Mountain Home.
Takes the ball down to about the 13-yard line.
Pickup of about 4. 7:23 left in the contest. Jonesboro up 35-0. We've been lucky with the weather here. A lot of games across the state either postponed till tomorrow, or they've had delays, and some have been called at halftime because of weather. Hand off Junior Williams. Boy, he's going nowhere this time. He's going to take it to the 10. They're going to give him 3 yards, but, boy, Jonesboro was ready for him that time.
Yes, they were, but he still managed to get a few yards out of it. You know, 4th and about 3 here?
Yes.
You got to just want it worse than the other team right here. They've got to few yards away from making something big happen here.
Just over 2.5 here to move the chains. And the ball given to Junior, as you would expect, and he's got the first down. In fact, he'll take it down to about the 6-yard line. Picks up 4 on the play, and the Bombers knocking on the door. They had a chance to score early on, got to the 2 and fumbled. Looking at a first and goal from the 6 now.
Great movement by your offensive line up there up front. They finally got that surge and stopped some of that penetration, and you can see the difference it made.
First and goal from the 6 with 6 minutes to play. Tabor will keep it himself, and he's into the end zone for the touchdown. Tabor from 6 yards out, and the Bombers are on the scoreboard.
And he set his decoy Junior up there, set him up. He took the brunt of the tackle there. And, again, you know, we've been saying it tonight, but just how strong a quarterback Tabor runs is just really impressive to watch.
Now he'll kick the extra point. Good snap. Place is down. The kick is up, and the kick is good. 5:18 left in the fourth quarter. Bombers down 35-7 as Tabor gets into the end zone for the first time this season. 5:05 to play. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
When it comes to heating my home, my water, cooking meals, or drying clothes, nothing beats natural gas from CenterPoint Energy. It's my most affordable option. It costs less to use than most other energy sources, and it's easier on the environment. So if you already have natural gas, keep it. But if you're replacing an appliance, choose it.
At CenterPoint Energy, we're investing in infrastructure to help bring comfort and savings to you. To learn more, visit centerpointenergy.com/naturalgasbenefits. CenterPoint Energy. Always there.
Dewey and Sons Plumbing is your go-to team whether you need home repairs, new plumbing construction, or have a big emergency. Their team will be there. Dewey and Sons is a family-owned business that's been providing folks in the Twin Lakes great, reliable, affordable plumbing service for over 40 years, and they've been supporting the Bombers for 40 years, too. Call the plumber number, Dewey and Sons Plumbing, 425-4868. That's 425-4868. And go Bombers!
The number one ranked community college in the United States is right here, and you can be one of their many success stories. ASU Mountain Home has classes for everyone, be it business, healthcare, information technology, and you can stay close to our gorgeous rivers and lakes as you get your degree from ASU Mountain Home, the number one community college in the country. Look up your future at asumh.edu.
Back at Bomber Stadium, first down for the Hurricane after the kickoff, 3:13 to play. New quarterback in for the Hurricane, Daylon Powell is in a quarterback. They're going to wind up losing about 3 yards on that play, back to the 20.
Lost his feet and just kind of fell down. You can give credit on a tackle there.
Powell out of the gun. He will keep it this time on that read option play. Takes it back to the 23, the original line of scrimmage. That looks like they'll give him the 24. We'll call it a 4-yard gain. So third and 9 coming up here for the Hurricane with 2:29 to play. 35-7, Jonesboro leads it. My goodness, what a block. Yeah, we're going to get a flag back here. I don't know what that one was for, but, I mean, there was a block by That's Darius Thomas still in there, the left tackle who's already committed to Ole Miss, and he blocked one of the bombers, and my goodness, knocked him into next week. There's a hold. That was not on Thomas. This was somebody else that was back there. This hold occurred back at the 21-yard line. Darius Thomas, 6'7", 331 pounds.
He is a load, and he just literally two-hand shivered that guy about 5 yards.
Man.
You know.
Ball goes back.
Bright future at Ole Miss.
Yes. Ball goes back to the 11 after the penalty. So it's third and 22 now for the Hurricane with 90 seconds left. There's a sweep to the left side, and they're going to get the first down on third and 22. I believe, is that Albert George on the carry? Is that 31? It was. Yep, Albert George. He's going to take it. Where do they finally mark him out?
Still trying to see a spot there.
There we go. Back at the 40-yard line is where he stepped out.
He was trying to walk that sideline, but just couldn't do it.
So a fresh set of downs for Jonesboro. Handoff in the backfield with it. The carry this time by Shenderick Powell, a sophomore who's in. He's going to pick up 2 to the 42. I'll have to snap it one more time, and this one will be over. Jonesboro is going to even their record at 2-2. Bombers will fall to 0-4 in this conference opener. One more time, quarterback will keep it. He has a first down run across the 50 as Powell takes it about the 49. 17 seconds left. I'm really surprised that Thomas is still out there. I don't know why you would risk anything happening to your star offensive lineman.
Sometimes guys like that just refuse to come out. You know, they just...
And that is it. Time has run out, and Jonesboro has picked up the victory here tonight. Final score, Jonesboro 35, Mountain Home 7. We'll begin the postgame in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The game is over, but our broadcast continues. Stay tuned for the Bombers postgame show coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Do you know where your money goes when you give to charity? At the Salvation Army, 82 cents of every dollar stays to help those in need in our local community. Hi, I'm Captain Jamie Spaulding. The money we raise help people in Baxter, Marion, Sharp, Izzard, and Fulton counties. You can also help by donating your unwanted items and by shopping at the Salvation Army store. Those in need get assistance with rent, utilities, sending kids to camp, and many other things. Thank you for helping the Salvation Army do the most good in this community.
That's the sound of our tax dollars driving across the border. Arkansas has been helping grow the economies of our neighboring states for years. But now it's time to change that. Issue 4 would expand gaming and tourism in Arkansas, keeping our tax and tourism dollars here, growing our economy, creating jobs, and funding priorities like roads and highways. Let's pull our tax dollars back across the border by voting for Issue 4 on November 6th. Paid for by Driving Arkansas Forward.
Struggling with itchy, painful skin prone to eczema? You need Clean Body Wash, the cleanser recommended by thousands of dermatologists nationwide. Clean Body Wash was even awarded the National Eczema Association Seal of Acceptance and now is available to you at clnwash.com. In clinical studies, subjects reported a reduction in skin redness, dryness, and flakiness in as little as 2 weeks of use of Clean Body Wash. Clean partnered with doctors to formulate a cleanser that's tough on germs, yet so gentle on the skin that it can be used daily. Here's board-certified dermatologist Dr. Gerald Sklar.
We routinely add Clean Body Wash to the cleansing regimen for our eczema patients, and the improvement has been dramatic. Clean Body Wash is a game changer for our patients.
Try Clean Body Wash risk-free with our 30-day performance promise and get $15 off your first order with promo code RADIO at clnwash.com. Enter code RADIO for $15 off at clnwash.com. Clean Body Wash. Think clinically clean.